Lord Chaitanya was very fond of a green vegetable preparation called sak. And there is another song in this book that tells of the amazing effects of this type of prasadam. Bhakti Vinod concludes by saying, whosoever attains the stage of enthusiasm for these devotional practices will be supremely blissful, wherever he may be. So these are the principles of devotional service. The lotus seat of a pure devotee, devotional service to the pure devotees of the Lord, are the root of the creeper of devotion. In other words, the beginning of your love of God is to associate with a pure devotee of the Lord. Holy days like Ekadasi and Jamastami. We're going to be celebrating Jamastami ceremony, bathing of the deity, the appearance of Lord Krishna. In this way, by remembering Krishna's pastimes, you become advanced in love of Krishna. By chanting, by remembering, by offering prayers, by serving the Lord, giving up everything for the Lord, making the Lord your friend. These processes of devotional service melt our hearts and allow us to become attracted more and more to Krishna. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you do not have transcendental love for me, follow the regulated principles of bhakti yoga, whereby you'll attain a desire to achieve. So everything is based on desire. Whatever you want, you can have. You wanted material life or life apart from God, so you got the illusion of being apart from God because you wanted it. See, now if you want Krishna, you can have Krishna. But since it's difficult to want Krishna again, being so conditioned in material life, these regulated principles of devotional service will help us to want Krishna more and more. Bona fide songs describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes make our hearts dance in ecstasy. This description is there. His whole house transformed into the spiritual world. Just imagine if you open your door and all of a sudden it opened into the whole spiritual realm. This was the experience of Bhakti. Because his life was surcharged with devotion, therefore he could walk into the spiritual realm. And without any difficulty of time, space, limitation that keeps us from realizing the truth. So, by taking the Chanamrita of the deity, the water that washes the feet of the deity, he sees the Ganges water come from the feet of Lord Vishnu. His bliss knows no bounds. So these are the value of devotional service. No one can estimate how valuable it is just to sit in this temple room, just to take the Chanamrita, just to see the Arati ceremony, just to offer obeisances and bow down. There's no estimate how valuable it is. Because at the time of death, when the soul is leaving its body, he has to leave with his subtle mind and sees his many, many life's activities come before him. And what is ever predominant, whatever he was most attached to, that he focuses on for the development of his next life. So by simply bowing down before the deity at the time of death, that will come into your consciousness as the brightest activity. By simply seeing the devotees chanting Hare Krishna, that will come into your consciousness as the brightest activity. In other words, a little bit of light can dispel a lot of darkness. Our life's activities are like a lot of darkness, a lot of karma. But a little bit of non-karmic activity, a little bit of akarma, spiritual activity, can outshine all that darkness. So how valuable is just a little bit of devotional service?